Moncrief on News Talk.
You are probably surrounded with various devices that have Bluetooth. But why is it called Bluetooth? Because Bluetooth was a Viking. Of course. Paul Holm is Professor of Environmental History at Trinity College. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, this was suggested by an Intel worker in 1996, and he was thinking about Harald Gormson, the son of Gorm. So tell us about him. Who was he?
Yeah, right. So Harald Bluetooth, the nickname, was sort of the equivalent of Brian Boru, the Irish king, who is claimed to have united Ireland against a foreign foe, namely Scandinavians. And Harald did the same for Denmark against Germany in the 960s. Harald was the son of Gorm the Old, and hence his name, Harald Gormson. He was also called Harald the Good. It's only 200 years later that he is known as Harald Bluetooth. And that was apparently a nickname that either refers to his dead tooth, that could be it, but there is another intriguing possibility, actually, that actually we probably have misinterpreted his name. So the thinking now is that that blue actually means dark, and the second thunder is not just a tooth; it can also be the name of a prince. Think of the Thane of Cawdor in Shakespeare's Macbeth. The Thane is, of course, the princeling, and in this case, Harald could be the Prince of Darkness.
Oh dear!
Because the thing for this Danish chronicler 200 years later was that he needed to explain why on earth would his son Svein Forkbeard kill his dad, the hero who had united Denmark against the Germans. Well, probably because that's the thinking, because Harald was a tyrant. He was actually using all his powers to unite the country in a very forceful move. We know now that he had built five fortifications, these so-called Trelleborgs, so huge ring forts, which would have about 1,000 men in each, and most of them actually being mercenaries coming to assist Harald, people who had been called in from the present-day Poland. So these would have been Slavic warriors who helped Harald unite the country.
Yeah.
So it's a complicated story, really.
Yes.
It's not an easy sort of light tale of a good king who unites the country. It's a tyrant who uses foreign forces to do all of this.
Okay.
Therefore, we think of him as the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. Yeah. How did he unite the various tribes of Denmark? Did he, you know, did he persuade them or did he force them to unite?
Oh, we think he forced them. He had a huge building program where he, we know that he built fortifications along the border to Germany, and he built these ring forts. And in addition, he built this magnificent memorial site, Jelling, for his dad and his mum. So the big fortifications around Jelling, we know now, was absolutely huge. Not only that, he built a 2-kilometer processional bridge so that he could march his followers up along this wooden bridge in sort of a a very manifest way of showing his power. And all of these buildings only lasted his own lifetime. So they were all built in the 970s, and we know by the end of the 980s, they were all rotting away. Nobody was using the fortifications. Nobody was using the bridge. It was all falling to pieces simply because Harald had united the country, but in a very dubious way.
Yeah.
So,
Do we even know for sure that he had a blue tooth?
No, we don't. No. People at the time probably had, a lot of them had rotten teeth. Mm. So why would you single out a king as having a dead tooth? I think it is possible, but I actually like the other explanation a lot, the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
It certainly casts a totally different perspective on the whole thing. But of course, the inventors of Bluetooth didn't think of that. They just thought of this guy as the guy who had brought everybody together under a single unit, the king.
And the symbol for Bluetooth, though, that is based, is it based on the runic alphabet?
It is. It's the Futhark alphabet, which is the runic alphabet, and it's the letters HB. So Harald Bluetooth. That's what you see on your phone.
Okay. That's fascinating. Paul Holm is Professor of Environmental History at Trinity College. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.